Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? It's Sunday morning. I know last Sunday, I think I was on at this time. But don't get me wrong. We ain't in no type of church type shit. You know, I'm not, trying to have anything to coincide with what you normally do on Sunday. Just the last couple of Saturday nights. The nigga was out. But you need to understand this about Brother Bud. I claim to be dropping, fly shit on you. And some of you guys are really fly, and every one of you aren't, but some of you are. And what I'm saying is, I'm sure you don't want some dude that ain't fly, trying to say he fly. And you be saying you fly. Because, he ranking you as far as that go. My thing is this, when you out there in the mix, you're a young brother, you need to be careful. Because the things that I be saying are life and death situations. You're not going to know it is until you get in it. Now, listen to this. I'm sure every one of you heard, all money ain't good money. I mean, I'm sure you heard that. And that statement is true. All money ain't good money. But do you have to just, stick with money? What about all jobs ain't good jobs? What about all women ain't good women? I mean, you could put a lot of things in the sayings that we do, you people like me. That's why we don't want it fucked over. Because once it's fucked over, I'm a fly guy, And this woman you're talking to spoke to some perpetrator about 2 weeks ago and gave this motherfucker some action because he was talking about he was fly and he was acting like he was fly. But when she got with him, he lived with his mama. He couldn't take her nowhere. He ain't had no car. Come on, man. How is that fly? So what I'm saying is, I guess the dude that was saying it thought it was fly and the motherfucking woman here, this motherfucker claiming to be fly and he living with his mama and shit. So she dumping, going on about her business. And here you come 2 weeks later. Hey, girl, I'm one of these fly guys. Blah, blah. Soon as you say that, oh my goodness. Fellas, believe me, that's what you're dealing with. So, otherwise, all money ain't good money. That's a true statement. But is it? See, you never look at both sides. You never want to go into what's being asked or questioned or stated. What about, I'm sure you heard this, all that glitter ain't gold. Have you heard that? Let me ask you this. And I'm telling you, I'm going to kill any fucking goddamn statement you can come up with. But I'm going to ask this. What kind of money do you know of that won't spend? See, I'm sure you guys have an answer. But as far as I know, all money spends. Even counterfeit money spends. What the fuck I'm saying is, you can't say what don't spend. You might can't go in the bank and spend it, but you can show pass it. That's what they call it. They don't call it spending counterfeit money. They call it passing counterfeit bills. So what I'm saying is, think about this. If all money spent, even counterfeit, what would make the money no good. See, let me, oh, I'm on the wrong page. Y'all might already be called. Yeah, somebody is calling in 305. What's up, man?
Yeah, let me get a large pizza, two bottles of Coke, and two sides, yeah?
Yeah, man, you can get it, man. Just give me your address.
It's number 10 Downing Street, EC12BF.
Okie dokie. I got you, brother. Give me 20 minutes.
All right, cheers, man. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Rose? But I was just calling in what you're saying about the money.
Yeah,
okay. I was saying, like, the money, yeah, the money is not good or bad, but just, you know, how you go about getting it, that could be, you know, perceived as that.
Good or bad.
Right.
I don't agree with that. Let me ask you something, man.
Okay.
The money itself, you're saying, is not good or bad. Just the way you go about getting it could be good or bad, right?
Right, as far as people saying
good money, bad money. Bro, I don't need to explain it no more if that's right. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you can make yourself think that, but let's say you robbed a bank and some kind of way they got up on you and they finna take your motherfucking ass to jail. And when they search your house, they can't find none of the money. They can't find none of the shit that connects you with this robbery. You know, they got something that looked like you, a partial print that could be you, whatever they got. They got something that's making them fuck with you. But what I'm saying is, why can't they get you? Because they don't have the money. So what I'm saying is, let's use that same scenario, and they get the money. What I'm saying is, they're going to say to you right away, man, you ain't got a leg to stand on, because not only do we think you did it, we got the money. What I'm saying is, that money good money?
Right, I see what you're saying, yep.
Do you see what I'm saying, bro?
It just depends on...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's a lot of shit be going on in life that people don't think of. And if you in the streets,
right,
in any kind of way, and you don't think of every fucking thing, you're dying. That's how motherfuckers in the streets get killed. They didn't think about, look, you know, they caught this broad, you know, this broad, you know, they had a club, this broad talking all this shit, woo woo, they didn't caught this broad, he didn't went to her house to get her so she can get the clothes. Bitch ain't told him shit about, you know, just separating from the husband. Bitch ain't told him shit about anything that can motherfucking get him fucked up. But he's sitting out in front of the house and the fucking husband pull up and start going, what the fuck you doing? Woo, woo, woo. And she say, well, I'm leaving. She's definitely pointing her finger at you. I'm leaving with him. What the fuck do you think this married-ass white boy gonna motherfucking do when he walk up there and see your black ass? Do you think he's gonna talk to you? Do you think he's gonna want to talk to you? He gonna wanna kill you. Now, what I'm saying is, you're outside. What about when you go in the bitch's house under these same pretenses and that shit happens?
Yeah.
Man, you motherfuckers don't think about this shit because you don't deal with this shit. Because you ain't down and dirty in the game, and I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying you got to realize this, because this is the kind of shit you talking yourself into when you start spitting this shit. Some bitch you spitting it to don't really like it. But she gonna be going through this shit I'm talking about. And to you, to her, you really represent a way out, but you also represent a better life because you talking this gang shit and what the fuck you got and what you gonna be doing. Man, you talking yourself in the depth. I got a gang of partners that's buried because they made that mistake. Mark Zumoff, Wicked Cricket. I'm telling you, the list goes on. They did because they made the mistake of going to get a bitch at her motherfucking house and didn't know she was going through some shit with her husband or whoever. Now, come on, man. How do you avoid that right there?
You got to look at it from every angle, you know. But
no, yeah. I asked you, how do you avoid getting killed going to pick up a bitch?
Oh, no, make her come to you.
Hey, listen to me, man. That's how simple shit is. But you get the slipping.
Right.
Because you rolling, you do shit going your way. All you thinking is, oh, man, I didn't come here nothing with me. And you sitting out there puffing on a joint or something. But in reality, your ass is counting down to the end. That's why if you know you're supposed to make the bitch come to you, in every single instance, not just the instance we talking about, we should think, we know it can happen in the particular instance we're talking about, we gonna make so it don't happen in no other instance. We ain't gonna allow it to happen. And we gonna think the same way about everything. Bitch, you won't fuck with me. Come meet me over here. Woo, woo, woo. At so-and-so time. You know, call me when you get here and I'll let you know. Because what I'm saying is, you got to be safe. You can't be thinking about some stupid shit. You be safe, and it may look stupid when you go through it, and the bitch end up being just what she said. But it ain't stupid. It's precautions. You got a lot to lose. So you got to take precautions. And I ain't about your rings and your jewelry and your money. I'm talking about your fucking life. You feel me, man?
Exactly, yep.
All right, brother. You got anything else?
No, that's it. I just want to tap in. Appreciate it.
For sure. Hey, bro, I know you the same dude that wants the pizza. I guess you did get hard when you say it, so go ahead, say it. Where do you want me to bring it in? 10 Downey Street. I think that's somewhere in London. But, you know, I think that's for the Queen or somewhere. I forgot where that is. But that is somewhere important in London. So go ahead, man. Would you place your order so I can X your stupid ass out?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Rosebud, I think, hello. Yeah, I was watching it. I think it's someone else calling from the same area code, man. I called you like a couple of shows back.
Oh, fuck, man.
Telling you.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
just
I think it's someone.
No, someone is doing it. But I remember you called in a few videos ago, and I did the same fucking thing. My apology, bro.
Yeah,
come on.
Man. I wanted to ask you a question because I was watching the last show, I think, and you were saying game is not what people believe it to be. So do you mind expanding on that? I think maybe.
Hey, wait! Stop! Listen, please, just listen. I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this shit no more, man. Do you think you have some game? Be honest.
I mean,
be fucking honest.
I feel like I have game in the sense that I know how to
I didn't ask you to explain it. See what I said. Listen, stop. What I said saying is that's where all you motherfuckers make your mistake. I asked you if you listen. I asked you if you feel like you got game. You said, I think I do in the sense. In the sense is saying you don't have game. But let me go further. Just be quiet, please. The game you think you got, whatever area it's in, is it bringing you money?
Is it bringing me money? I'm doing something that is...
Dude, can you say yes or no, or can you quit showing you ain't got no fucking game?
At the moment, no, it's not bringing me money, no, at the moment.
No, at the moment, you said potentially it'll bring you game? I mean, money?
Say that again?
Potentially, it will bring you money in the future, you're saying?
Yeah, it will, yeah. Because I'm talking about my career.
I didn't ask y'all what you're talking about. I just asked you a question. So you're saying in the future...
Yeah, it will.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you start getting that money, are you risking going to the penitentiary?
No. I'm not.
Stop. If you're not doing every fucking thing I just mentioned, what you think is game is not game. So you don't have any. And all these stupid motherfuckers that keep explaining shit that make you dumb motherfuckers think you got some game, you should know if whatever you talking about is not bringing you no money, and once that money starts coming in, you ain't risking going to jail. You ain't doing shit that have to do with the game. Do that make sense to you?
It does. That's why I asked you, but because I think there's a misunderstanding about the term game. I feel like being able to get bitches is having understanding about you and understanding how to talk to him.
Stop. Listen. Being able to get bitches is whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you call it, having conversation, you know, whatever. It's whatever it is. But you cannot say that makes you have game. Because all men secure in themselves can talk to women.
Yeah, I agree.
All men. And they ain't talking about they got some fucking game. They ain't talking about because they got game. They talking to this bro because they did get hard. Period.
So as the OG, why would you say that is like being able to attract females? Why would you say that is as the OG?
Why would I say what?
No, why would you name that being able to get girls? Why would you say that as the OG? Because obviously, you know, your definition of game is completely different to what other people.
Bro, I don't get into that bullshit. I know I can get a bitch. So if you want me to know what I would name it, I can get a bitch. I ain't got no fucking name because I don't want nobody to pick it up. I don't want nobody to take it down the street. And next thing I know, some other motherfucker in New York saying the shit. In Florida saying the shit, now everybody saying the shit, now the shit don't mean shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
I long for the day when
the word pimp scared every motherfucker that heard it. Because it meant something.
Yeah.
Now it don't mean shit. And everybody can say it right in front of their kids. Ain't no way in the fuck a pimp would say in front of some kids he a pimp. I said, the word had meaning, but it doesn't anymore. man. The word man had meaning. You had to do something to be a man. Now all you got to do is get 18. Or more than that, just be a male. Or be some bitch that got an operation in the dick and you can claim you a man. Come on, man. This shit is crazy, man. So this is why I don't fuck with society like that. I don't need society to tell me what shit means. You know, I don't care what's politically correct. Because you're being manipulated whenever you deal with any of that shit. Because if it ain't what the fuck you think, it ain't what the fuck you saying. I mean, excuse me, what you saying ain't real. What I'm saying, bro, is everything I say out my mouth on this show, or even when I'm walking down the street talking to some motherfucker, is the same thing. I don't change. I mean, you understand that, bro? Hey, bro, wait. Man, I really apologize for going off on you like that two times in a row. Now, maybe the last few numbers are different, but that 447-581, that's the same. And that's what I be seeing, man. So I really apologize. But go ahead, you got anything else?
Yeah, no, it's all good. I think it's probably someone from London calling, and you probably see the same area code. But I appreciate that explanation, man, because I feel like everyone's using that the word, and I don't necessarily agree with everyone using that word, because I feel like you broke it down, is something completely different. Being able to speak to female, that's completely something different. So I appreciate that, and your advice has helped me a lot, like I said in the last show, and it's helping a lot of people all around the world. Your advice is helping people outside America. As you can see, I'm calling from London, and I really appreciate you, man. You're the OG, and you know, I was raised in a way where we have to respect the elders, and you know, I just wanted to call you again and show some love, man. And don't worry about all of that. Probably some idiot calling from you know, from the same with the same area code, but
you murdered dude, didn't you? Because he already called today.
Say that again.
He already called and said he, you know, I said, well, what's your address, man? He said 10 Downey Street or something like that. Ain't 10 Downey Street somewhere important in London?
That guy's a fool, man. Yeah, 10 Downing Street is where the Prime Minister lives. That guy's a fool, man.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not bullshitting. He said his address was in 10 Downing Street. So what I'm saying, bro.
That guy.
He's just an asshole, man. Yeah. But I'm going to look at the numbers, and actually, from the next time he call in, I'm going to see what his last three digits is, because I was looking at the first six. But your last three ain't going to be the same. All right, bro?
That guy's an idiot, man. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Be cool.
Take care.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got to think about shit like this. When you in the streets like I was, you know, some bros hear about you. They hear about you rolling. And they want to, you know, get in on the gravy train. They think because, you know, you're in a position, you may have lightened up on, you know, mashing on what you expect from women who deal with you. You know me, I know that's out there, but I already have them categorized. I put them over here in the silly bitch category. And every time I talk to one of them, I just say, silly bitches. Some of the motherfuckers see you and feel that you are a fine-ass man. Then they want to see how it is to get in bed with you. Now, them bitches, I categorize them, too. Over here, to the right of the silly bitches because these is dumb bitches. What I'm saying is some women even want to get with the first dude they see. Well, not they see, but the first dude that say anything that they in any way like. Because they upset with the man they got right now. Now, what I'm saying, the one thing you need to have to avoid all that bullshit that I was just talking about is a firm understanding of being a man. If your understanding of game is firm, and you stand on the principles that you created, you do not give a fuck about going to jail. Your principles, as far as wanting somebody to go or abide by them, is to keep you from going to jail. But your fucking principles are not based on staying out of jail. Because if that's the case, you wouldn't send the bitch out. If that's the case, you wouldn't sell the dope. If that's the case, you wouldn't steal the car. Understand, it ain't about staying out of jail. But that's where the game came in, because it is about staying out of jail. You cannot ask to stay out of jail and you're stealing cars. The only thing you can say, I don't want to go to jail, so I ain't getting caught. And if you can roll like that, so be it. But these are the things you think about when you, you know, decide to get in the game. See, none of this matters to you, and you'll never get caught up in some kind of rumor type shit because you laced. You know you got game, period. So what I'm saying, you got to stay on your P's and Q's. You know, when it comes to any woman that you're interested in, you have to be on your P's and Q's. As if you're fixing to go to jail. Women can be your best friends. Or they can be your worst fucking enemies. And it just depends on how you run your house. Take my motherfucking advice. Always be available to be picked. Always. But when the female, whoever it is, comes to pick you, make sure you have shit for her to do. If she picks you and you sit there and say, girl, I'm glad you picked me. Look, I want you to woo-woo and send her on a motherfucking mission. That way, whatever she has to say about you, if it don't work out, this is gonna be nothing but respectful shit. Man, I got with that nigga, and he immediately sent me out to woo-woo. See, what you don't understand about me is that I'm capable of doing all kinds of things. But I remember, I'm gonna tell you this, I want you to understand this, I'm gonna tell you a little story. And you got to understand what this story is about, because I remember, I'm talking about right at the beginning of when I started pimping. I had a job. I never had had a job in my life. But I had this fucking job. And I got to confess, I got called to become a carpenter's apprentice. And this was about a month before I started pimping. I was working with a bunch of, you know, really prejudiced fucking white boys in Vacaville. And a week or two into the job, I caught my first hoe. Now, I'm going to work and sending the motherfucking bitch. But then one day at work, you know, one of those racist pack of woods told me to pass him some nails. I yelled, because I'm on the roof. I yelled, there, I'm good. I ain't got no fucking nail. He just a certain kind of nail. I think it was an 8 or whatever it was. But, you know, I was on top of the roof cutting lead ins. And I wasn't using the nails that he needed, but I was using the nail gun. And this peck of wood was on the floor where all the fucking nails are. The nails aren't in this house, but he's on the first floor, and the nails are right outside where he's working, all the different nails. And what I'm saying is, I said, "Hey, man, I'm way up here, man, and the nails is right over there." You know, I pointed the shit to him. He looked up at me and said, "I'm not the apprentice. You are. Give me those fucking nails." I snapped. I stood up on the motherfucking roof, so I could get the nails. And I'm telling you, as I'm, you know, getting down to get the nails, I just said, "Man, you know, I'm saying this as I'm getting down. Man, I ain't getting no fucking nails. You know, fuck you and this job, you motherfucker. Whatever the fuck else, you know, I cussed him out." I yelled that shit to him. And I jumped off the ladder, you know, about halfway down. And then I headed to my car. And the motherfucker said, "Dixon! Hey, Dixon, you can't quit." I kept walking my car. Now, at this point, I have been camping maybe a month. And in that month, well, actually it was about a month, because I started in August. And that first November, I had bought me a car. A Fleetwood. So he yelled, "I can't quit." And I kept walking in my car. And what I'm saying is I had bought a badass caddy, you know, but, you know, I was parking the shit away from the work job site because, you know, the prejudice-ass motherfucking peckerwoods, I don't want no trouble. So I jumped in my hog and I sped off. I went on, showered, got fully dressed. Then I went back to the job with my hoe. And I told us for him, I said, "Man, I quit. I was going to try to, you know, learn how to build homes for people. Nah, I'm just going to build some stables for my damn self because I got hoes, fool." I told that back up with that shit. Then I looked at my motherfucking hoe. In my hall, and I said, "Shit, send my check to where, whatever I'm doing." And I turned back to his motherfucking ass because I was walking off, and I said, "Send me my last check." And then I turned back, you know, looked at him, and I stared his ass down. "Yeah, how you like me now?" "Shit." Then I just walked off. Now, as I drove into my future, I looked at my turnout hoe and said, "It's official now, bitch. I'm really a pimp. Everything I get from now is going to come out your motherfucking pussy hoe." Talking shit. You know what that bitch said? This turnout hoe said, "I just want you to have no job. No way. You should only..." I smiled and said, "I know, ho. I'm going to have my hands full with pimping on your motherfucking wild ass, huh?" And then we rolled off into my apartment. Now, the reason for the story is I like to talk shit, as you can tell. But you shouldn't trip on me as I spout out some of my thoughts. Because these are my thoughts that I've gone through and endured. And I deserve to be able to talk about it. I always feel like talking shit when I, you know, do or accomplish something. And, I mean, I even took that with me when I left the game. So it's still in me. I would sit up nights when I was in the game before I, you know, went to lie down. You know, I'd smoke one. I might have a drink. And, you know, while I'm doing that, I admire my accomplishments because I'm a knucklehead. I'm a conceited bastard. So I'd look, you know, and I'd see the DVDs I made. Those are accomplishments, each one. And then I'd look over and see my diplomas. Those are accomplishments, double VA and a master's. And what else can I do? You know, what I'm saying is I'm trying to relax. And I'm trying to see the things that I want are being accomplished so I can quit tripping on them in my mind so I can go fucking sleep. I'm doing some shit and we'll figure out some motion to do after I accomplish whatever goals I'm after right now. So I should not allow the fact that I'm, you know, chasing, you know, my motherfucking keep me woke, but it does. So what I'm saying is that's because I look forward to doing what the fuck I'm going to do, and I can't do it till tomorrow. So either I can go to sleep or be thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow. You know what I'll be doing. So what I'm saying is you all should look forward to doing shit. And you should not be shy about letting people know about anything you accomplished. At least that's my motto. So what I'm saying is if you think you can do it, you have to be able to understand people are going to see you in a certain way. And if you can do it, you can do it. Some things are just not meant for everybody to do or even try. I have all kinds of friends and acquaintances that do all kinds of shit for their living. And with a lot of them, they have tried to be slick in one way or another. And some of them even actually did it, but the big thing, most of them could never do anything except for what they was doing, and that was either selling weed or cane. And, you know, trying to do anything else, they just couldn't do it. But with a lot of them motherfuckers, some of them even tried to send some bitches because, you know, bitches like weed and cane, blah, blah, blah. But they all failed. And they always would ask me, how the fuck do you do that shit? And I can't seem to get it. I couldn't get it through their heads. And it seems like I can't get it through your fucking heads. That unless you try as hard as I did to get this fucking game, you ain't gonna get it. Period. This shit does not come to a lazy or a slow person. It don't come to a person that don't want to critically think. It just doesn't. It does not matter that you caught a woman that want a hoe. Because if you ain't sharp enough, you ain't going to know what to tell the bitch to get acclimated to your program. So, well, what I'm saying is all you're going to be doing is fattening a frog for a snake like me. So, even if you have a friend that's having shit his way, and he tells you exactly what he's doing because he wants you to be on like he is, you won't be able to do the same thing he's doing unless you have the quality that's going to allow you to fucking interpret what you're hearing correctly for your motherfucking ass. 517, I see you, bro. What's up?
Hey, Professor, how you doing? It's Cameo.
Cameo, what's up?
You, Professor, I just want to speak on what you were just talking about, that unless a person is willing to try as hard as you did to get this game, they ain't gonna get it. And
okay. That's
real. Because what I had to go through at SWU and the way we bumped heads,
right.
That was mine.
Wait. So, listen, me and you know exactly what you're talking about, but the people that's listening don't. So you got to say what we had to go through. You got to explain that shit. What you talking about?
Okay, yeah. The way we bumped heads, I was coming with what I think and how I feel, and you was like, fuck that. That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You need to rethink that shit, and I'm struggling with that, and you know what I'm saying? That was my learning curve.
Right.
But that was a lot. But that was a tough time for me with trying to, you know what I'm saying, get this game down.
Wait. You say that was a tough time for you. Why do you say it was tough? Why was it tough?
Because you was challenging my every thought.
But listen, it wasn't tough. It was just the first time you really thought. It was the first time you ever let somebody say something to make you think something other than the fuck what you was thinking. What you think of that?
Yeah, because I had pride up to that point. I had prided myself on being this great thinker, and can't nobody outthink me, and it's what I say or fuck you, and you know what I'm saying? And
hey,
I had that same attitude.
But wait. Think about it. It was all that to you. Challenging. But the moment you accepted whatever it was for you to accept, you need to, soak this shit in because blah, 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 whatever. However you accepted it, the moment, I'm saying, was it difficult still?
Nah, because I knew you knew what the fuck you was talking about.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. You didn't know I knew. You accepted that I knew.
I accepted.
Yeah. I knew what you was talking about. I mean, what I was talking about. And my point in asking all this shit is because if it was hard, you probably wouldn't have been able to get through it. It wasn't hard. It was just the first time you had to, not had to, the first time you was ever faced with the shit you was faced with. You never had to explain or make whatever you saying make sense. You know, motherfuckers just thought it made sense because you was saying it. But now.
Yeah, and
challenge.
You know what? You know what? I got the answer you looking for. What made me accept it was the fact that that's just what I needed in my life at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I needed somebody to be firm with me and really, you know what I'm saying?
Strong,
like I told you, that strong black male, that older black figure, I needed that in my life right now because that was the only thing that I would listen to.
It ended up being the only thing you would listen to. But let me tell you something, Cameo. You know, I'm proud of you, man. You know, you keep calling in. You keep having some real shit to talk about. And that's why we could talk so long. You remember, we couldn't talk. Nigga, I'm hanging up. Hey, me and this brother, we used to bump heads like a motherfucker. Because he really believed what the fuck he was saying. But a lot of the shit didn't have little things that he needed to have to say the shit he was saying. And a lot of the shit he was saying, he probably still think. He just know, you know, what he talking about now. And that's a big deal. Hey, Cameo, good shit, man. Thanks, bro.
All right, Professor.
Later. See, because you listen to somebody intently, if this dude is a sucker explaining some shit to you, what good is it going to do you for listening intently? So what I'm saying is, Tests in life will never stop coming to you. So you just have to be ready. And the biggest thing that I'm realizing is that no matter how fucking long you've been away from learning new shit, no matter how long you've been away from having to be tested, that shit still gonna come to you without giving a fuck about how long you've been away from learning. And taking from what I'm saying should be the most important thing you need to realize is that you are learning. And the fact of the matter is, what you've decided to learn listening to me is new information. And if you want to act like you knew it beforehand, fine. But then if you did, you would not be calling in. I know this. Some of you have to learn it. I know this shit sounds simple. But until you accept you don't know this information, it's going to be very hard for you to mentally accept it and be in tune or in the groove with what we're talking about. Once you realize that you really are learning some shit, you know, this new information, you're learning it, it'll become much easier for you to incorporate or participate in shit. And see, this is the game. I'm telling you, I miss it. Well, I don't miss it. But when I think back on the fucking escapades that I got away with, shit, it just makes me smile always. Shit, I don't miss it because I do the same shit. I live the same way. And think the same as I did then. It's just I'm not thinking that way when it comes to bitches. That's what makes me smile. I used to do magnificent things. Tay and I, you know, we always wanted to leave a mark. What's the use of being in the game if you ain't gonna leave no mark, nigga? We start kicking about it, man. 7 hours go by, we still talking about that shit. I remember when I was an 18-year-old motherfucker living with this broad, Diane Blackman. Man, we used to get as fly as parties. And when I met Tay, he didn't think I used to do that kind of shit until I met his ass. In truth, would he and I did was on a whole nother level. We would rent a yacht just to give a party on. And it would have paid live entertainment, food, drinks, party, all that. I'm serious. No one was asked for a dime. If 10 racks you know, and this is in 83. If 10 racks was what it cost, then so be. And then me and this nigga was turning into our hoes. Because we wanted to go down in history. We wanted to make a mark. And we knew to do it, we had to do shit big. Some of this shit is why you motherfuckers heard me. Nobody even ought to told you about these parties or whatever. But man, me and this nigga game celebrated. Motherfuckers came from all over. Parties, you gotta have a tux on. Your bitch gotta be in a gown or you can't come in. Yeah, what I'm saying is nobody can spend a dime. We rented the candy store. It was on Sunset. We paid for the second bar because the second bar was always there, but it was always closed. I don't know why, but we paid for that second bar. And we had a whole third of the club, the hottest spot in Hollywood, roped off just for pimps and hoes. And listen, niggas had to be in tuxes and bitches had to be in gowns. And think of this. You would wonder why. Why the fuck do you have, they have to be in tuxes and bitches got to be in gowns? Because in me and Tay's eyes, we was the real stars of Hollywood. And since the fucking industry wasn't going to give no gala event for us to go to, me and Tay did. Just some more of it. I'm just saying, nigga, this is the motherfucking Emmys of this game. Except we ain't getting no awards, man. We just meeting and greeting. Now, this is it. I want to tell you some shit. So I'm going to start easing into it. But this is, if you want to know what's the best time of the day for a motherfucker like me in the game, what is the best time? Early in the morning. You know, 4, 5 a.m. When the nigga be rolling down the blade in my motherfucking exotic female deal. It's an incredible feeling. You can only get it. You can only appreciate it, you know, when the day is quiet. And you and your thoughts are alone. You pull up to a stop, you know, on Crescent Heights and motherfucking Sunset. And you Fairfax and Sunset. And then you look over there and you see two of them motherfucking hoes of yours grinning from ear to ear. You know, this is a precious moment because you realize your night is still young and money is coming. So, you know, you look at the bitch, got your top down and shit. Hey, where them hoes that bitch? Shit. Get in your trap, daddy. That bitch say, happy as fuck. I mean, you would expect some kind of negativity. You ain't saying hi to her. You asking her about some other bitch. You don't even respond when she say some shit. You just roll off. And at that precise moment as you're getting ready to take off, you recognize for like the umpteenth time who you are. And you just recognize why you're who you are. Now, if you got to realize if you were not in this frame of mind, you would not feel that you're this magnificent of a motherfucker. So if I didn't think that, those hoes, you know, wouldn't have nothing to be happy about. So light turned green, and I'm sitting there for actually a couple of moments, you know, smiling at them hoes, showing my privilege, you know, all 32 of them motherfuckers. That smile, me doing that, let them know. One of them motherfuckers gonna get fucked this morning. And both of them think it's hot. See, you see, you probably missed that hint. Excuse me, the how I made my mind up to that. There was only two of them, you know, there at the moment. So, to them, I mean, it was going to be one of them. That's all they thinking. See, but him, no. Already know. They trying to be cool. So, cold thing is, goddamn, I'm going to fuck with another bitch. See, that $1 million smile coupled with these intense eyes has made many hoes blush, as did these two fine motherfuckers, you know, the young bitches, thinking that I'm coming to hit that pussy. So they're going to compete with each other the rest of the night, because they want me to come to their house. You know, and just as I get ready to pull off, two more of them motherfucking hoes of mine, you know, get out of the trick car and give me that glance, letting me know I'm getting paid tonight. Shit. And as I finally pull off from the light, I get a last glance at that fucking corner from looking at my rear view mirror, and I see the rest of my crew. All 60 of them motherfucking hoes are simply in heaven. And I know they talking about me. Whenever they think about how lucky they are to be with a nigga like me, they don't have no jealousy. They just talk about it with each other. Oh, yeah, this nigga. I mean, I don't really think they talk sex shit. So, you know, I'm on that track. I roll a mile or two down the blade and decide to, you know, turn around and ride back by them hoes. And I yell out, "What look like, bitches?" And they all scream out and say, "It's Butter Daddy." This Butter is smooth. Yeah, so that means I got my money and more from each bitch. Tipping check dope. So, stay down for mine, hoes. I yell out. And they need to feel the encouragement or something to encourage them. So if I says, you know, stay down for mine, you motherfuckers. And I pull off, yeah, I'm going to be damned. This nigga here, I'm going to show him. Yeah, that's what a nigga want. So since I have verbally checked my traps, I'm going to head to the motherfucking after hours. Give me a nightcap before I take it in. And I'm explaining the life of real motherfucker. At 5 a.m. in the morning. Oh, shit. I was thinking of my shit. See, I'm old to tripping. This is not what this shit is about. I mean, I just hope your shit is like that, but if it ain't, man, you know, I can't try to tell you to be down and dirty like I was. I could only, if that's the case, flash and remember some of that damn shit and do what I just did, because I flashed, man. I was something else. But it's okay. See, the thing is, I have the luxury to have lived long enough to have some fucking memories. I have some precious memories. And I say luxury because just about everything I do, just about everything I get involved with today, be it good or bad, I can remember a time when something the same or nearly the same happened to me. I mean, I can. I could just Excuse me. I can just remember that shit. So my thing is, when a motherfucker is down, when a motherfucker, you know, live his life, and he do what his life indicates he should do, you have to just enjoy that. You have to be real about it, and you have to understand that people adore motherfuckers that live their lives on their own terms. So why can't people adore you? Why can't you understand that the only thing in your way is deaf ears? I speak these wise words to you unabashed, but you can't hear me. Start learning not to hear me, fellas. So, you know, today's Sunday. I might do another one later, but I'm only going to do an hour. Well, I'm over an hour already, but I'm not going to do much longer than an hour. So just make sure that you can deal with the consequences of not listening to Bud. All right, I'm gone.